Hello and welcome to News Junkie. I'm Ryan Murphy.
And I'm Bethany Culbert.
And in this week's show, we look at the new powers that will enable police to close down pubs and clubs if disorder occurs. We contacted the PSNI for an interview, but there was no one available. However, the PSNI did provide us with a press statement instead.
Social Development Minister Nelson McCausland has introduced new powers allowing police to close pubs and clubs where there is disorder. From the 10th of December, the new legislation that was passed by the Northern Ireland Assembly last year will allow a senior police officer to close specific licensed premises or private members' clubs if there is disorder on or in the vicinity of the premises. The new legislation will also enable the court to order a closure of any licensed premises or private member clubs for up to 24 hours if disorder occurs. Minister McCausland said that he hopes the new powers never have to be used. Disorder in pubs and clubs puts a strain on our emergency services and causes distress for those living in the vicinity. He expects these new powers to deter antisocial behaviour in and outside pubs and clubs. He also expects that closure be only used as a last resort. Assistant Chief Constable George Hamilton welcomed the new closure powers. He said that the police will use these powers sparingly and only when necessary in order to protect public safety.
I spoke to Scott Cormack, a barman in The Anchor, a local pub, about his views on the new legislation.
Well, we have a good range of doormen. So we do at The Anchor, and when there is a scene of trouble or anything out there sort of that could be congested, we normally would highlight it to them and they would sort that out straight away. So as a sense to that there, trouble's normally dealt with because before anything can happen.
And would the police then have to be called often, or would the door staff sort of be quite capable of dealing with problems?
No, our door staff are quite capable of getting these people out.
How do you find the police in the local area?
Well, the police are always helpful, like every time that I've ever seen them. In Port Stewart, they always sort of back up everything that's going on. They're constantly patrolling, even the student areas and everything for trouble.
Would there be a good police presence in Port Stewart on busy nights?
On the big student nights, the police would normally be about the area. So they would. On, say, the Tuesdays and Thursdays, the police will be about the area anyway, especially at closing time, just to make sure that, you know, nothing's sort of getting rowdy with people with a few too many in them.
So is the area generally quite calm then in Port Stewart?
Port Stewart's normally, you know, calm enough. So things can sort of get a bit congested, you know, at times, as, you know, tempers sort of, you know, go away. But no, it's nowhere near, you know, Belfast or anything.
Do you agree with the new powers that the police are going to have to close down the bars?
Well, at first when I'd heard about it, I thought it could be bad for business. And, you know, it could be this sort of knee-jerk reaction. But then once I actually thought about it, the way that every sort of bar, you know, deals with trouble and everything, they simply don't want trouble in the bar to begin with. So, you know, it is sort of sorted out, and these people are ejected out of the business. They're simply just not wanted there if they're going to cause trouble. So, as a last resort, yeah, I don't really have a problem, you know, with the police coming in and these new powers, but I can't really see it getting to that stage. So I can't too often, unless a sort of mass thing would break out. But again, at that there, you're talking about maybe the larger clubs, like the main one being up here, Kelly's. That something like that could, you know, happen in.
So what's your view on the story? You can get involved in the discussion at facebook.com/newsjunkieni or on Twitter by tweeting at newsjunkieni.
You've been listening to News Junkie. From all of us here at the show, have a Merry Christmas and we'll be back in the new year.